Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
Football's a game that's always been tweaked and modified. Since its inception, it's changed from rugby and soccer into the game we know today. So, well, we go to November 4th, football history headlines. We're going to look at the rule book's innovations, teams that were unscored upon for a great period of time, and back-to-back kickoff returns, all coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to our podcast of the football history headlines. And today we're going to cover November 4th. And November 4th is one of those special days where we go all the way back to the early roots of football and everything in between, all the way up to the modern day. So let's get right at it. We'll start off with November 4th, 1882. The first Wright and Ditson football rules book adopted by the American Intercollegiate Association is published with the credit of revisions made by Walter Camp. The genius of this marketing by Henry A. Ditson made deals to publish many athletic rules books, including football, and put the sporting goods manufacturers' catalogs in the hands of all athletes and coaches as they were included with the rules publication. Next, we'll go about a half decade into the future, November 4th, 1934, the University of Detroit Stadium, Detroit, Michigan. Per the website onthisday.com, after posting seven straight shutouts to start the NFL season, the Detroit Lions were scored upon for the very first time that season. They probably didn't mind that much because the Lions rushed for an NFL single game record of 426 yards as they defeated Pittsburgh by the score of 40-7. Then 17 years to the day from that, November 4th, 1951, in New York City, New York, the New York Football Giants and the New York Yanks scored back-to-back touchdowns on kickoff returns. And 22 years to the day after that, November 4th, 1973, the New Orleans Saints earned their very first shutout victory in franchise history when they blanked the Buffalo Bills 13-0. Let's skip forward into the future by almost two decades to go to November 4th, 1992 in the Big Apple. A big shakeup in local gridiron radio coverages are announced as the New York Giants state they will end coverage by WNEW radio after 32 years to allow station WOR to carry their games. On the other side of town, the Jets that same day announced that they were moving their game day coverage away from WABC to the station WFAN radio. Then we go about 11 years later, exactly 11 years later, November 4th, 2003, the NFL Network debuts on DirecTV and becomes the very first 24-hour football station. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the Embed Player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I'm going to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
And how could we stop talking about November 4th if we didn't talk about a birthday of a Hall of Famer on this day? We'll go to November 4th, 1975, in Sandusky, Ohio. Orlando Pace, a tackle from Ohio State University, was born. Pace was twice recognized as a unanimous All-American while with the Buckeyes. The NFF reports that Pace was the first player in history to repeat as a Lombardi Trophy winner, earning the honors as a sophomore and a junior, and he also claimed the 1996 Outland Trophy too. The National Football Foundation voted to send Orlando Pace into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2013. Pace was drafted as a number one pick of the 1997 NFL Draft by the St. Louis Rams. Orlando, in his 13 seasons, was a three-time first-team All-Pro and a seven-time Pro Bowl selection. He also earned a spot on the NFL All-Decade team for the 2000s decade, and he was a core contributor of the Rams' greatest show on turf offense that won the franchise's first Super Bowl title in Super Bowl 34. In fact, he blocked for three straight NFL MVPs with the Rams, as Kurt Warner won the honor in 1999 and the year 2001, while running back Marshall Faulk took home the hardware in the year 2000. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Orlando Pace in the year 2016. We hope these football history headlines were informative to you and brought you some history and brought you back into some moments that maybe were forgotten in your mind. But tomorrow we have a great show. November 5th, we have the Chicago Bears 30-game streak gets ended, the New Orleans Saints' very first victory, and a Browns defensive back has three picks in a game. So stay tuned for your football history headlines right here at Pigskin Dispatch and the Sports History Network. I'm looking out at the defense, and I got backers crowding the line. I'm going to call an audible and get on out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more Pigskin Dispatch. If you want to get contact us, we're at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We encourage you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and hit us up on the email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. See us on Twitter and Facebook, too, and subscribe to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Darren Hayes, host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcast. I hope you've enjoyed another great episode here on Sports History Network. Now, speaking of sports history, this episode was brought to you by Firefly Books, and they have two great ones for you this summer. For basketball fans, they have the NBA 75, The Definitive History by author Dave Zarum, who's appeared on our Jersey Dispatch podcast recently. He tells about the experience, the thrilling journey of the NBA from its humble beginnings to its modern glory. Uncover the untold stories of triumph, controversy, and the greatest stars of the game. This isn't just a book. It's courtside seats to over 75 years of NBA history. And for the golf enthusiasts, swing into The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget by Matt Adams. Relive 50 of golf's most memorable moments through the eyes of the legends themselves. From Garcia's triumph at the 2017 Masters to Nicklaus' miraculous 1986 comeback, it's the closest you'll get to walking the fairways with golf's greatest. Get your summer read on. Grab a copy of NBA 75 or The Golf Round I'll Never Forget, available online or at your favorite bookstore.